You're listening to Shalise's podcast.
Let's hop in. Let's pray. All right, let's get this party started. Well, Father, I thank you for everyone that's tuning in to the broadcast this morning. I thank you, Father, that you have good things to say. Thank you that the gospel is good news, and it's good news every single day. It's the declaration of the truth. And we are invited into it today to believe even bigger, better things about Jesus and about you and about Holy Spirit and about us. Thank you, God, that as Jesus is, so are we in this world. And we are coming into the full revelation of that truth every single day. And so, Father, I just pray right now that regardless where people are on their journey to coming into alignment and agreement with who they are in Christ, I thank you, Father, that you're meeting them exactly where they are. I thank you that this is the best news that's ever been told, that the old man is dead. It's all been wiped away, and we have become new, brand new creations in Jesus. And we are invited into this co-laboring of love with you to make the planet look like heaven. Thank you that the new creation is here. Thank you that it's an established fact. Thank you that when Jesus said it is finished, he actually meant what he said. Thank you that there's nothing left to add except just agree. And so we agree with the gospel today. We agree with your opinions about us, Father. Thank you that we're judging no one, including ourselves, after the flesh today, that there's neither Greek nor Jew, there's male nor female, that, Father, we've all become one. And I thank you that you are answering Jesus's prayer, that we would live in your love, that we would be expressions of what it means to live in love, and that that love would be expressed through us, Father, to everyone that we meet, everyone we come into contact with, and that, Father, this is the glorious future that you have planned for us, that love would rule the planet, that we would, in fact, know the truth, and the truth would set us free. So I just bless this broadcast today, and I thank you in advance for everything that you're going to speak. And I just pray right now that you would just speak through my mind and share your heart today with all of us. And we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you guys, we're entering into May. I'm actually doing the broadcast a day early today because my Elevate broadcast is tomorrow. And I didn't want to wait till next week. So we are hopping in today, April 30th, for the Word for May. Which, by the way, if you're not an Elevate member, you might want to hop in for May. I have a special guest that I'm going to be hosting in May, Tommy Miller, the author of Deathless. And the topic for May in Elevate is going to be called Victory Over Death. And so it's going to be really awesome content, and it's going to be a really awesome time with Tommy this month. So you can go over to shalise.com, subscribe to Elevate, go to programs, you know, and go subscribe there so that you can join us for some special bonus training with Tommy this month, and you can get more established in the truth of our victory that we share with Jesus in his resurrection. So anyway, back to today's topic, the word of the month. So, you know, this year we started the year with the word, don't quit, be unstoppable, learn to manipulate and, what did we say? Manipulate and govern, I think, the matrix. I can't even remember it off the top of my head right now, but it's something like that. And so it was this invitation heading into this year that it was time. It was time for us to step into this co-governing role with Jesus, that we are here to co-rule, co-reign with Christ, and to recognize that we are in the matrix, or you could say the world. We are in the world system, but we are not of the world system, and that we have dominion over the seen realm. And so I just want to start this month by encouraging you to really spend some time with God and get clear about what it is that you are here on the planet to do. Because the word for this month is called the Jesus Vortex. And I want to tell you that we are in the midst of a massive move of God. And this move of God is the same move of God that's been happening since, you know, the early church, which is to manifest sons of God. And creation is moaning and groaning, ready to partner with us in this co-government, this co-ruling project that Jesus has with his body, with his bride. We are the visible portion of Jesus in the earth, right? We are the ones that have the physical bodies. And these physical bodies, you guys, are incredible technology. They have been created by God to interact with the material realm. And as we interact with the material realm as sons of God, guess what? The material realm cooperates with us. I remember many years ago when I was called into ministry through a series of open visions, actually. And they were very, very powerful. They not only revealed to me the call of God on my life and acted as an invitation for me to say yes to that call, but they also gave some, you know, really powerful insights into how the call of God on my life was going to come to pass. And it's not just insight into how the call of God was going to come to pass in my life, but it is an insight into how the call of God comes to pass in all of our lives, okay? And, you know, I just did a Facebook Live with Kim Combs last week, and the name, you know, just to talk about her new book, which was called Just Say Yes. And I want to tell you that this word of the month is really kind of even, you know, right in alignment with the title of Kim's book, which is Just Say Yes, because our yes is extremely powerful. And what I want to introduce to you this month is that what we're saying yes to creates what I'm calling the Jesus vortex. And what is this Jesus vortex? Well, it is a drawing of everything that is needed for your yes to you as you walk out your yes. And so when I was called into ministry many years ago through these series of open visions, and God showed me the call of God and said, you know, will you say yes? You know, will you go? Well, it was interesting because the moment that I said yes, something really powerful happened. I saw in the spirit this group of angels, and these angels were moving so fast. They were over to my left and they were moving so fast. It was like they were materializing and dematerializing, and I could barely kind of make them out. There was one in the middle, though, that I could see more than the others. And at the moment that I said yes, I saw this angel literally write down the date. And I say I saw it, but I knew in the spirit what he was writing down. And it was the date and the time of my yes. And at that very moment, what I saw was this highway going up and down, up and down, up and down. And I saw angels ascending and descending. And I knew also by the Spirit that they were going to arrange every single thing that was ever going to be required by my yes. You see, heaven gets involved in the expansion of the kingdom of God. And this idea that everything that you need to fulfill the call of God on your life, everything that you need to perform, I guess, or should I say, walk out what you're saying yes to for God has already been provided and arranged. And I just want to go into a scripture that I talk about quite a bit. I've been talking about it in the series that I've been doing, which is called Working from Rest, on my regular podcast, but I want to go there again this morning. And I want to go over to Ephesians 2:10 in the Amplified Version, Amplified Classic Version, actually. And I'm going to read this to you because this is such a powerful tie-in to this idea of our yes, and really this idea of the Jesus vortex, that we get sucked in to this way of living, this supernatural flow, this, in a sense, a supernatural rest that begins to take place in our life, where instead of us, you know, swimming against the stream, trying to make something happen, no, the stream is now carrying us towards our destiny. So let me start today in Ephesians 2:10. It says this: "For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. Okay, I just love this scripture so much because it lets you know that the call of God on your life has already been predetermined. God has already prepared you. You are a masterpiece. You are a work of art. You are a unique, one of a kind son of God. You are, it says in 2 Corinthians, 6:18, I believe. It says, you know, it talks about that, you know, as we behold him, we are transformed. We are transfigured from glory to glory. And the Message translation, it says that we are his glory. Maybe it's in the Mirror translation, that we are his glory. And so you are a masterpiece of God's glory. You have been recreated in Christ to display Jesus Christ in your sphere of influence, in the area of your metron, in the call of God on your life. And not only are you his masterpiece, that you are a masterpiece of God's glory, but you have been specifically designed for good works. Okay, God created you with your purpose in mind. It's not an afterthought, even though I, you know, was called in a series of open visions. That was just me agreeing with what God had preordained for me. It's not like he thought the plan up, you know, on the fly. No, he recreated me in Christ. He recreated us in Christ before the foundation of the world. And it says here that he predestined these works, these supernatural exploits, and put us here in the body so that we could continue the ministry of Jesus, continue to make the earth look like heaven, to propagate the new creation here on earth. And there is a specific thing that God is asking you to do. There's a specific purpose that he has for you. And there is something that happens that I'm calling the Jesus vortex when we say yes, right? Because here's the thing. He didn't just prepare good works for you, but he prepared actual paths for you. He prepared timelines for you. And he prepared timelines that you would get into alignment with, into agreement with, so that you could live the good life, it says here, that he prearranged and made ready for you to live. God has a life, life in Christ, life in heaven on earth right now, life in the kingdom that he prepared for you to live in and experience. And I'm talking about the Jesus vortex right now because as we progress into the year, you know, as we came into January and God was speaking, no, just don't quit, right? Stay awake. Recognize that you are an avatar in the matrix, that you are a spiritual being having a human experience, that you have a consciousness that is above the seen realm, that you are not just a mere human being, but you are a supernatural expression of the Godhead here on the planet. So stay awake because you have authority. You have the name of Jesus. You have a destiny. You have works to do in his name. You have a vision. God has given a vision for you that's uniquely suited to you, that fits you like a glove, that is perfect for your personality and for the gifts and the grace that is on your life. And this month, I'm just sensing such a big invitation to say yes to greater works, yes to supernatural exploits, things that maybe seem impossible to you, maybe seem bigger than you, maybe seems like this, there's a promise that God's been inviting you into that seems impossible, that seems that, you know, there's no way that it can happen. But this is an invitation to say yes to these impossible things that God has called you to do. You know, when God called Abraham the father of a nation, he didn't look at his age. He didn't look at, you know, the fact that he was past childbearing years in the natural. No, he was just looking at Abraham's yes or no. Excuse me. My goodness. Excuse me, I'm recovering here a little bit. And so God called Abraham the father of a nation before Abraham had any idea about how that was going to happen. But he gave Abraham a timeline. He gave Abraham a path to the fulfillment of the call of God on his life. And you too have been given a path. You have been given a timeline to the call of God on your life. And you, beloved, are designed to walk out the call of God on your life supernaturally. So what do I mean by this Jesus vortex? Well, first of all, what is a vortex? Well, a vortex is kind of like a whirlpool. If you've ever seen a whirlpool, that it starts to, it's spinning like this, right? And the next thing you know, anything that's around it starts to get drawn into it and drawn down into it. It's like a gravitational pull that sucks everything into it and draws it into itself. And I'm telling you, the Jesus vortex is what's happening in your life. He is drawing every bit of doubt, every bit of unbelief, every bit of low-level thinking into the vortex, which is Christ. And it is such a powerful experience. If you are wondering what the heck is going on in your life, maybe there are things that you know that you're called to do, or things that goals or faith projects, whatever you want to call them, that God is calling you into. And you're sitting there thinking, I don't know how this is going to happen. I just, you know, I don't have the finances for this. I don't have the faith for this. I don't have the connections for this. I don't have what, you know, fill in the blank for this. Well, what I'm telling you is that everything that would hinder you from the manifestation of what you are and what you're called to do is being sucked into the Jesus vortex. And so the way it looks practically is that you are walking out divinely orchestrated circumstances. You are walking out synchronicities, and you are walking out specific circumstances and events in your life that are designed for you, right? They're not against you. They are for you. Even the difficult things, even the challenges, even the so-called obstacles that are in your path are not against you. They are for you. You are being trained and elevated in these events and in these circumstances to come into agreement with your yes, to come into agreement with God's yes, with God's plans. And so as you're walking out the challenges or walking out the circumstances, it's time to begin to look at those differently. It's time to rise above the circumstances, rise above the giants, and see yourself in Christ and see yourself as you truly are, and recognize that if it was Jesus in that event, if it was Jesus in that circumstance, that the same way Jesus would have authority over that, or the same way that Jesus would transform that, is the same way that you are being trained in that to operate. So the question becomes, are you awake? How do you see the events that you are walking through? Are you under those events, or are you separated from those events to the degree that you can see them independently from being in them so that you can dominate them? You know, I've talked about this a lot, in the past on different podcasts and stuff. I always say that I wish I had something called the circumstance simulator. Like if I could have this, like, you know, whatever, this place and this device or this machine or whatever you want to call it, and I could bring my students and I could be, you know, bring the people that I'm called to disciple, and I could bring them to this location, and I could put them in this circumstance simulator, right? I could put them in a circumstance where they are given, you know, a doctor's report that is a contrary to "by his stripes I am healed," where they are given, you know, an unexpected tax bill, or they are given an opportunity to believe something in the midst of family drama, right? There's something going on in their family with their kids or in their marriage or something. And I was able to throw them in this circumstance simulator and train them in that circumstance, in that event, to operate as a son of God in that event. Well, what would the son of God do? Right? Just recently, I had one of my students actually send me a testimony where a tornado was headed towards their town. and the sirens were going off and it was time to, you know, get in the basement and run for cover. And this student of mine, because they had been through Emerge and we have a specific awakening in Emerge, heck if I know why I recorded that, I just did it by the spirit. But in this particular meditation, we actually take you into this, you know, circumstance where you're speaking to a tornado and you still the storm. Well, in that moment, she remembered that awakening and she went out to her front yard. She said she turned all the lights off so the neighbors wouldn't see her because she said she was bold, but not that bold yet. And she walked into the front yard and she looked at that storm and she commanded that tornado. She forbid it to come into her town. She actually sent me pictures of the radar recordings and the radar pictures from that storm. And you can literally see how the tornado was headed towards her town. It got to the edge of town and it skipped over her town. Okay. Now, it's kind of interesting in that sense, I guess, that awakening was a circumstance simulator in this instance. But that's the perfect example of what I'm describing. I'm describing that you are being drawn into particular opportunities to manifest sonship, to manifest the supernatural, to manifest your dominion over the matrix. So don't be surprised at the trials that you may be facing or at the circumstances that you may be facing, because there is no circumstance that is more powerful than you are. And I believe with everything in me that you wouldn't even be in this circumstance if it was not time for you to dominate that circumstance, that you are ready. You've come to this moment because it is time for you to manipulate the matrix. It's time for you to dominate the seen realm. It is time for you to do exploits in the name of Jesus and do the same works and even greater works than Jesus did. So the question is, as you step into the circumstance simulator, if it was me, right, I'd turn that sucker on. Maybe I'd put you in there, you know, with a tornado, or I'd put you in there with the doctor's report. Not because, you know, God is, you know, doing these circumstances. No, the circumstances are not necessarily from God, but God is drawing you into sonship in the midst of these circumstances. He's causing all things to work together for good. So I throw you in this simulator and we see, okay, how are they going to react? Are they going to speak to the storm? Or are they going to go to the basement? Right. I remember one time I was on a bus going to a deaf home with a bunch of believers and everybody was learning sign language. They brought this person on the bus and they were teaching sign language. And I go back and think about this at the time because I was just sitting there thinking, why are we learning sign language? Like there's, you know, 80 Jesuses on this bus. Like we need to go to this deaf home with these kids that were going to be there and we need to cast out the deaf and dumb spirit. We need to heal these kids. And I sat there in that thing as long as I could before I stood up and I started preaching the gospel at everyone. And I was like, Jesus is in you. Da, da, da. Long story short, we ran off that bus and we literally emptied that deaf home. I think all but two of the kids got healed that day. But it was a perfect example of being in a circumstance and there being a choice to make of am I going to operate as a son of God in this circumstance or am I going to just operate naturally in the circumstance? And beloved, what I'm telling you is that your yes involves dominating the seen realm. Your yes involves the miraculous. Your yes involves the supernatural. And yes, everything has already been arranged for your yes, but it is in the invisible realm. So we must learn to operate as sons of God. We need to understand how to call things that be though, call things that be not as though they are. We need to speak things into existence. We need to recognize that the seen realm, and this is another part of that open vision that God showed me. He said the seen realm will adjust or will conform to your movement. And it was kind of like I saw this door in the spirit that looked like, you know, the entrance, one of those automatic doors in Costco or in, you know, Target or something, where as you walk towards the door, it opens automatically. It responds. This was what he said, responds to your movement. It responds to your words. It responds to the steps of faith that you take. It responds to what you believe. It responds to your frequency. And so don't be dismayed. Don't get upset. I mean, I get it. We can get upset here for a minute or whatever, but don't stay in the upset. elevate your perspective, come into alignment, rise up in your resurrection, arise in the fullness of your union with Jesus, rise up and sit in heavenly places outside of time, far above the circumstance, far above powers and principalities and rulers and anything that you will ever face in this world, and recognize that from God's perspective, you have dominion over it. From God's perspective, he already sees you as more than a conqueror on the other side of this challenge, on the other side of this giant, having defeated the giant. And you run towards the giant. Don't run from it. Run towards the difficulty. Run towards the challenge. Why? Because challenges are what release your potential in Christ, right? It's real easy to sit around and, you know, be in union with Jesus when you don't have anything to transform. But beloved, you are here to transform. You are here to confront the manifestations of hell on earth, to confront the things that Jesus has reconciled to himself, as though, you know, you confront those things that are not in alignment with the truth of heaven being a right now reality. You are Jesus on the scene. I get it. You know, Jesus is in you, you're in him, but you are, Christ is in you. And you have the potential of Jesus to transform anything. And so recognize that circumstances are aligning for you. And yes, some things are going to be, and let me say this, it's not just challenges, it's not just contradictions, but it's also recognizing the doors of opportunity that are opening before you. There are doors of opportunity that are opening before you that are going to require an upgrade in your identity to walk through. There are mindsets that won't fit through this door. There are old programs that won't go through that door. And so there's also opportunities being drawn to you in this vortex that are going to require that you shed the old. So if I could put you in that circumstance simulator, it wouldn't just be with problems. It wouldn't just be with tornadoes or doctor's reports or unexpected bills or family drama or whatever. No, it would also be with doors of opportunity. It would be buy this building. Okay, go buy this building. And you'd be like, well, I don't have any money. Well, what are you going to do, son of God? What are you going to do? Right? It's going to be move to this place. Well, I don't know anybody in this place. You know, if there's going to be shifts and doors of opportunity that God is leading you into that you don't feel ready for. But the very opportunity is getting you ready for it in the sense that it's exactly what you need to challenge the unbelief in your heart. It's exactly what you need to step into a higher revelation of your identity in Christ and manifest a greater level of sonship in your life. So this vortex is drawing you into your destiny. It's drawing you into your identity. And it is all actually an opportunity to manifest sonship. So I want you to begin to start to look for specific, what we call God winks, right? God winks or synchronicities, where you are awake and you are recognizing that this is an opportunity, whether that be an opportunity to overcome something that's not in heaven, or whether it be an opportunity to do something that you've never done before. It's time to awaken, beloved. This is a very strategic month in your journey of transfiguration, in your elevation of your Christ consciousness, in your shedding of the old man. And when I say shedding, it is literally letting it go in the constructs of your mind. Okay? From God's perspective, it's finished. From God's perspective, you're complete, you're whole, you're rich, you are delivered, right? You are as Jesus is. So the question is, are you going to act like it? Do you know who you are? And when it counts, do you know who you are in the midst of a storm? Do you know who you are when there's an opportunity to walk into a greater level of the manifestation of who you've been called to be and the things that you've been called to do? So it's time to wake up, open our eyes and tune in to the circumstances that we're in as though they are, as though you are living in a circumstance simulator, as though you are in the world, but not of the world, and you have dominion over whatever the circumstance is. There's a movie that keeps ruminating in my mind as I'm sharing this today, and it's the movie Divergent. You know, I've been sharing all kinds of sci-fi movies this year because there's so much spiritual truth in them. I just had a couple people tell me just this last week that they finally watched The Matrix for the first time. And whoa, you know, it was a mind blow. Why? Because The Matrix is this picture of the seen realm. It's this picture of this illusionary reality that we get trapped into rather than the reality of the spirit, which is where we actually live and move and have, you know, our true identity, right? So it's like transcending the flesh and being able to operate as a son of God. Well, this movie Divergent has this kind of circumstance simulator in it. They do a little simulation in it to determine, you know, what factions people are going to go in. And you're called a divergent when you can manipulate the test. And so this month is an opportunity for you to be divergent, for you to recognize that what you're experiencing isn't all of reality, that in a sense, it's not even real. In a sense, you are an avatar in a game playing in a simulation that is training you how to operate as a son of God. And this is a completely different level of consciousness. This is a higher level of Christ consciousness when you are in the world, but you are not of the world. When you recognize that you have jurisdiction, the jurisdiction of heaven in any and every circumstance that you face. And beloved, there are things that just need to be confronted. There are beliefs. There are patterns of behavior. There are ways of thinking that it is time to come out of. It is time to rise above. And so this vortex is what is happening. I tell people all the time that this, you know, I've been talking about this Jesus vortex for many, many, many years, but it was highlighted to me just, you know, coming into May as something to actually share with you guys. One of the things that I've also been seeing happening, right, as we begin to govern, as we begin to speak to things, and it's just a really powerful way to approach life. I'm reminded of it when I moved from Chicago to Colorado all those many years ago. I was sent there on a mission. And when I got there, you know, it's not, we did not have jobs. We did not have, you know, we had to find a place to live. And God provided this home that was beautiful. It was in a place called Cascade, Colorado. And I remember in this house, they left a pool table down in the basement. It was a beautiful walkout basement, lots of windows. It wasn't a dark, dingy basement at all. And it had this beautiful pool table in it. And I felt led when I got there on assignment to just put a map of the region out on the table. And there were a few other things that I put on the table just to help me stay awake and remember my assignment. And I would just walk around that pool table and I would pray in the spirit and I would pray and I would pray. And this phrase came out of my mouth. And the phrase was this: divine connections connect. Divine connections connect. And I've been sharing that phrase, over the last couple of weeks with my emergers and some of those in my coaching groups. And it's been amazing to watch the testimonies and the breakthroughs that have been coming for people with that simple phrase. In my own life, when I spoke that phrase, guess what started to happen? Dominoes started to fall. Things started to happen. And people that I was supposed to meet, I began to meet. And the connections that I was supposed to make in this new place that I was living began to be made. And so that is an example of how a son of God operates. They stay awake and they get on the timeline of God. They get connected with their assignment and they begin to supernaturally speak whatever needs to be spoken so that the seen realm, the matrix, is aligned with their yes, aligned with their assignment. So I pray that I'm making sense as I'm sharing this today. Because now is the time for you to step into the things that I spoke at the beginning of the year like never before. It's now, beloved. And I would not even be surprised if some of you are not against some hard deadlines. You've got deadlines by which things have to happen. That is by, divine appointment. That is by, that is on purpose, you guys. Like when somebody says, you know, I'm not saying that the doctor's report that you have 3 months to live is from God, but I am saying that timeline and that pressure for you to step into the fullness of your calling and the fullness of the manifestation of your sonship is absolutely perfect. I know that doesn't sound like a perfect scenario, but it is exactly the amount of pressure that will force you into what I'm talking about. Okay, now how do we stay in this, Shalise? How do we stay in this? Well, this is a time for joy. This is a time for joy in the midst of tribulation. This is a time to tap into the spirit, your spirit, and recognize that joy is your true disposition and that you can tap into joy at any time, anywhere. How? By faith. How? You just begin to laugh. You laugh, you laugh, you laugh. You laugh not because you feel like it. You laugh because it's who you really are. You are agreeing with your spirit. You're agreeing with the joy of the Lord. And here's the thing. When you begin to laugh, guess what? Oh, it's just like when you begin to pray in the spirit. And at first you don't feel like doing it. And you're like, you know, you're just forcing it out. It just feels so like you're in the mud. You're in the miry clay and you're just trying to get out of the flesh, get out of the natural, get out of, like, wake up your spirit. And it's the same thing with laughter. As you begin to laugh and you begin to just do it, just laugh. You just begin to laugh. I'm telling you, did you know that the act of a smile, just a smile alone, changes your brain's physiology? So as you begin to laugh, laugh in the face of the giants, laugh in the face of the contradictions, laugh in whatever the circumstance simulator is throwing your way, well, guess what? You're going to elevate. You're going to elevate. You're going to elevate and you're going to go into an upward spiral. You're going to go into an elevation of your consciousness. You're going to wake up to the reality of the matrix and wake up to the ludicrousy of whatever you're facing when compared to Jesus Christ. You can laugh. You can laugh at doctor's reports. You can laugh at unpaid bills. You can laugh at drama in your family because you have authority over it. And Jesus has already overcome the world. So Jesus versus anything is a joke. So you can laugh at the joke. You can laugh. You can come into the fullness of the presence of God. In his presence is the fullness of joy. And you can begin to shift atmospheres with laughter. Shift atmospheres as you elevate your vibration, as you elevate into the higher frequencies of joy and get into the atmosphere of heaven, beloved. I'm not telling you to laugh. I mean, it says rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. I'm not telling you to rejoice at the situation. I'm telling you to laugh at the situation. I'm telling you to rejoice because you have victory over the situation. I'm telling you to rejoice because the things that are seen are temporal. I'm telling you to rejoice to shift your mindset out of the carnal way of thinking, out of the mind that is thinking of the just the seen realm and trapped down in this realm, to get your mind elevated above the situation so that your words are not stolen and that you are not snared by the words of your mouth, right? That your frequency is being elevated, that you are rising above. See, this is what it means to drink in the spirit, to be filled with the spirit. And however you do that, for me, laughter, is just a really great way to remind myself of the truth that Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive in me and that I am ready for anything, equal to anything through him that infuses me with inner strength. And so that is what I'm talking about, beloved. I'm saying coming into May, it's a time to laugh. It's a time to rejoice. It's a time to rise above, out of the temporal realm and into the place of dominion, into the place where you have all authority, where you are as powerful as Jesus, that knowing that the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead is dwelling in you. You are not powerless. You are not a victim. You are more powerful than you've imagined. As Jesus is, so are you in this world. So how powerful is Jesus? How powerful is the Holy Spirit? How powerful are you in him? How much of a team are you in Jesus? How much can he have your body? How much can you yield to joy? How much can you yield to the fruit of the Spirit? How much can you let the life of God come out of you? How much can you speak things into existence that don't exist yet? How much can you see it finished? How much can you rise higher and higher like an edifice into the place where you actually sit in heavenly places? Beloved, it is time to get out of this carnal thinking, out of out of your body, out of this place of low-level living. And it's time to learn how to do that. If you don't know how, it is time to worship. It's time to pray in the Spirit. It's just, and again, it's not about work. This isn't about work. This is about rest. It's about laboring to enter into this place where you are fully conformed and you are operating in your true identity. It's not true because, you know, you believe it, but it is expressed to the extent that you embody it. So it's time to step into the Jesus vortex. It's time to lean into the challenges, lean into the opportunities, and say yes to the impossible things that God has called you to. Say yes to stilling storms and my goodness, just the supernatural in all of its forms. It's time to meditate on miracles, meditate on the authority of Jesus, like fill our thoughts with heavenly realities and meditate on things that are lovely and pure. We can't afford any thoughts or any things in our head that are not Jesus. And by the way, that's the only thing that you can't afford. I remember Bill Johnson said that. I can't afford to have any thought in my mind that's not Jesus's. And so this is a time to transcend. This is a time to elevate. This is a time, wow, to laugh and to skip and to have fun in the midst of trials. This is a time to throw off your grave clothes. This is a time to put on your garments of praise and abide in Christ and abide in union with him and recognize that you have the victory. You are more powerful than anything that you will face, than it, death itself. You're more powerful than anything that you will face. And so, beloved, the Jesus vortex is here, it's now, and it's sucking you in. It's sucking you into this higher level frequency. It's sucking you into being more than a conqueror. It's sucking you into agreement with all that God has called you to do and who you are in Christ. So don't be deceived. Don't live as though you are underneath the very thing that you've been called to transform. It's time to arise in the fullness of your union with Jesus, which is the what exactly you're getting sucked into. The Jesus vortex is sucking you into the fullness of your union with Jesus. The old has passed away. Hey, and you're going to agree. You're going to agree with God. You're going to agree with the gospel, and you are going to do exploits. You are going to overcome. The testimonies are coming. Hey, the victory is now. And so don't stop. Don't quit. Laugh. Laugh in the face of giants. Laugh in the face of adversaries. Laugh in the face of, you know, so-called enemies, recognizing that it's all been reconciled and you don't even have an enemy. You don't have an enemy. You don't have an enemy. God doesn't have an enemy, so you don't have an enemy. And so you can bless those that curse you. You can rise above. You can operate as a son of God, and you can overcome in a different spirit with the joy of the Lord, speaking as the oracles of God, speaking what the Father is speaking, doing what the Father is doing, and overcoming, and always triumphing, and always going from faith to faith and glory to glory. So that's it, you guys. That's the word for May. And I'm excited. I'm excited to laugh with you. I'm excited to overcome with you. And I'm excited to step into doors of opportunity that God has prepared for you. Now is the time. You're getting sucked into Christ like never before. And I'm not saying that you're already sucked in. So when I say this, recognize that anything that's not in agreement is getting sucked off of you. So God bless you. And buckle up, the Jesus Vortex is in effect. All right. Love you much. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to Shalisa's podcast. This recording is, in part, made possible by our listeners. To partner with us, visit shalise.com, where you can donate and help us spread the good news of our unshakable union with Christ around the globe. You can also find a link there to download Shalisa's book, The Path, for free. And if you're ready to discover the call of God on your life and the purpose He created you for, then visit us at shalise.com and watch Shalisa's free training, where you'll hear 5 keys to hearing God about your life purpose and transitioning into it. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, don't forget, the world needs the Christ in you.